Same 79-year-old patient, except no comorbidities. A healthy 79-year-old patient prior to developing lung cancer now has major compromise of performance status because of the tumor.
Right. That's a very interesting distinction you make, and I do consider that. If, in fact, the tumor is causing the performance status decrease and you believe you have effective therapy for the tumor, that is a case where I might want to be a bit more aggressive, because then, you know, potentially you could help the tumor and help the symptoms at the same time. And, you know, that's talked about, and that might lead me in this case to go more towards a cytotoxic chemotherapy up front and maybe even try to get a platinum in if, in fact, the patient could tolerate it. Again, the short-term goal being to try to treat this tumor if I truly believe that treating that tumor would make this patient feel better. But that's a very tough road to travel, of course.
Would you start with a doublet or single-agent chemo?
Well, it's hard if someone's truly PS2 to give a platinum doublet, so I probably would give a single agent, and I think it could either be docetaxel or Alimta.
And then if you got a tumor response and the symptoms improved, the performance status improved, would you add in a platinum agent?
You know, that's an interesting thought. I think one would certainly want to consider that if, in fact, that did happen. It's not that often that it does, but if it does, you know, you have to treat these tumors aggressively.
Ed?
The one thing we have not mentioned in this case is the addition of Avastin in this patient as a doublet. And again, low side effects. She does have a questionable heart cardiovascular history, which maybe you could justify as a contraindication. Some baseline renal insufficiency. Again, we don't necessarily use that as an exclusion criteria, but you have to follow the protein to see if it gets worse, because you can't have renal insufficiency. But, you know, maybe a Taxotere Avastin frontline doublet might be reasonable. I don't know.
That's an interesting thought, Leonard. If you could get Avastin for this lady paid for, would you add it into the Taxotere?
It's a tough question with the comorbidities. I probably wouldn't.
Roy?
No, I do agree that these are all combinations of single-agent chemotherapy with the biologics, especially Avastin, need to be looked at. But I don't think I'd do it off indication here.